Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 31 to 37. This generation that the Lord is speaking to is so disappointed in how they have turned away from him. He says to them, "Why did you turn away from me? Am I a desert? Am I a place of darkness? I am not these things. And yet you say, we're just going to go wherever we like. We're going to get away from the prison that you are, and we're going to go away wherever you like. We're not going to come to you anymore." The Lord is amazed at this, that they are so basic, that they require so little really from life. He says that he is like the jewellery that the maidens have. He is like the wedding ornaments of a bride. So precious, so beautiful. They adorn life. They adorn the person in a wonderful way. But yet, God's people have forgotten this. For days without number, they have forgotten him. They have become extremely good at pursuing the kind of love that they want. Even bad people, they can teach ways to them. Their clothes that they wear from day to day have the blood of innocent people upon them. Children who tried to break in to get something, but they were not caught doing breaking in. But in spite of this, they still punished them, they still killed them. People say, I am innocent. People say, I am innocent. God isn't angry with me. He won't judge me because I'm okay. I have not sinned. And yet we try to change our ways to make them like we have not sinned. Why do we do that? Wherever you go, wherever you seek solace, Egypt, Assyria, wherever you leave your, put your hands down or your head down, you will not have peace in those places, because the Lord has rejected those that you trust. Even the people that you like are no good. They are no good for you. And in the end, they will betray you. They will not help you. We must be careful who we put our trust in, the kind of people, the kind of situation, the kind of thought processes that we put our trust in. We must trust in the Lord with all our heart and not say that we have complete understanding by ourselves. We're to trust in him and obey him and come to him and worship him. And we will find him to be more beautiful to us than wedding ornaments. And that he will not judge us because he has taken the judgment on himself. But those who reject him and go after falsehoods will not be helped.